This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them launched right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, welcome. Health and Wellness Wednesday, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I only have one special guest this particular hour for Health and Wellness Wednesday. Normally we have at least a couple, but today worked out to where I've just got one. Dr. Georgia Eady will be joining me at 3:30, and she is the author of a new book, Change Your Diet, Change Your Mind, A Powerful Plan to Improve Mood, Overcome Anxiety, and Protect Memory for a Lifetime. She's actually going to dispel some nutrition myths, which most of the people that I interview are pretty much on the same page. Occasionally, we'll get somebody that thinks a little bit outside the box, but in general, they think alike. But it'll be interesting today to see what Dr. Eady says about some of the health myths and food myths that are out there as well. Real quick, the impossible question of the day yesterday, and Charlie got this right in my ear, how many hearts does an octopus have? Three. Partly a consequence of having blue blood. I forgot about that. They have blue blood. Their two peripheral hearts pump blood through the gills where it picks up oxygen. A central heart then circulates the oxygenated blood to the rest of their body to provide energy for organs and muscles. Weird. Three hearts. If only the... Who was the Wizard of Oz without the heart? Was it the Tin Man that had no heart? If only the Tin Man had been friends with an octopus, he might have been able to gain a heart. Cheesiest show, by the way. I hated that show as a kid. I know some of you are going to be mad at me for saying that, but that was just not my favorite show. I don't know why. Just never. I think because the scarecrow guy was just such a weakling. You know, he needed courage, but he was just such a weakling. Or not the scarecrow, the lion dude. Oh, that's right. And I forgot about that too, Charlie. Absolutely. It was on during church also for both of us. I forgot about that too. Probably why I also didn't like it. Anyways, the question of the day today. Which country consumes the most chocolate per capita? Which country consumes the most chocolate per capita? Any thoughts, Charlie, on that one? Charlie says Belgium, and I will give you a hint. That is incorrect. So there's one country you can take out. Well, kind of, because it takes one country out of the mix. So it's a hint. Belgium is not the answer. It's in the right. Let me think of a hint here. It's in that area. Maybe I should say it that way. It's not the U.S., which you would think as much chocolate as we consume as a country. But keep in mind, we have a lot more population than some of the other countries do. So it's per capita. Okay, answer that on the RushToReason.com website. Okay. This is health and wellness related, although kind of a PSA as well. In fact, I asked Charlie this before coming on air today because I just read this today for the very first time. Teens, there's a new, I always hate to say it's a fad, but, you know, teens get into different things. Vaping was a big deal, still is for a lot of teens. They don't smoke cigarettes, they vape, different things along those lines. So there's a new TikTok viral movement, I guess you could say, and it's called Zyn, I think I'm saying this right, Z-Y-N, Zyn nicotine pouches. So teens now are using the pouches to get their nicotine high, much like vaping, other than it's sort of like chew back in the day, other than these pouches don't release the tobacco. And I don't know what's actually in the pouches. So in this pouch, so they come in a round tin, the way that chewing tobacco used to be in or still is in. They put it underneath their lip. So if you see a little lump in your kid's mouth, you should say what's in your mouth. So it's not necessarily hard to hide, but it sounds like these pouches are smaller than what, I guess, chewing tobacco would be. They call themselves Zinfluencers. So they have a name. They make it look fun. Because there's not this plume of smoke coming out of their mouths, it might seem like to a teenager, it's not bad. Now, I've interviewed enough people over the years, and the reason why I wanted to announce this during Health and Wellness was because, of course, it's Health and Wellness Wednesday. And the health of our kids is very important as well. I've got something else to talk about along those lines in a moment. But what people that chew tobacco and or do this don't understand, and I've interviewed enough people to understand this, enough experts in this, that, you know, your mouth, the area in your mouth where these items go, is one of the most sensitive areas there are. And absorbs into your body quickly. It's why chewing tobacco can be and is actually harder to break than smoking. Most people don't know that, but if you, those of you that have chewed tobacco in your past know what I mean by that. Chewing is actually one of the hardest habits to break, even over smoking, and smoking is not easy. Smoking is one of the hardest habits to break. Well, chewing tobacco is right up there. So having a teen start this and get addicted at an early age means they'll be addicted to this most likely for a while. Now, there's also been plenty of studies on oral cancers and things like that, and yes, these cause that. And I don't know in this particular case how this works, but I'm guessing they've got to have some sort of tobacco or something in them that gives you the nicotine high. Otherwise, you wouldn't be a Zinfluencer. So the long-term health outcomes from this, of course, are unknown at this point because they don't know. There are low levels of harmful substances like ammonia, formaldehyde, and other things in these products. People can be seen, by the way, putting multiple pouches into their mouths at once, sometimes getting sick or throwing up. They come in all kinds of flavor, mint, coffee, cinnamon. It makes them attractive, by the way, to young people. So they're discreet, they're smokeless, they can be used virtually anywhere. Sort of like, I guess, Charlie, when you and I were doing things, one of the most probably unharmful, but maybe could have been if you did enough of them, was there was all those cinnamon toothpicks that were the rage when I was a kid. And some of you listening are going back in time and remembering that. To the point where I think at times even parents would sort of get upset with you that you had this toothpick, but it was really a toothpick laced with cinnamon, and I don't know if there was any harmful effects. Maybe that's why I'm as weirdo today, because we did those as a kid. But I mean, that was about as harmful as it got when I was a kid, I guess, were cinnamon-flavored toothpicks. And we used to make our own. And I don't know if a lot of you did, but you could buy cinnamon-flavored toothpicks, but they weren't as strong as the ones you made yourself. Yeah, thank you, Charlie. We were cheap, and I wanted them stronger. You could actually take the little vial of cinnamon, put the toothpicks in it, and let it sit for, I used to let it sit for about a week or so. Man, they'd really get absorbed really, really well, and they would be a lot stronger than any other toothpicks. Then you'd put them in like this little paper envelope pouch thing is what we used to carry them around in, and it was sort of like you were a toothpick drug dealer, I guess, back in the day. I mean, yeah, that was about as harmful as we ever got. Well, this is much more harmful. So Zyn pouches, they've been around for the last decade, but they've started gaining popularity with kids just recently. So much like vaping and other things, because this is now a social media TikTok craze, those of you that have kids or grandkids, be watching for this. And know that this is something that, frankly, will not be good for them, and they need to be paying extra careful. You need to be paying extra careful attention to this. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. I've got another segment before we go to our special guest at 3:30. High Five Plumbing is next, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. Don't forget, you get $100 off your next visit from them, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. That's High Five Plumbing.
Your holidays may have brought all sorts of unwanted gunk to your home plumbing, and High Five can help fix it fast. Your guests are gone and you're smelling new smells from your drains or seeing sinks and showers drain slowly. It's time to call the professionals. Finding where the problem is can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with High Five's cutting-edge tools and resources, they'll have those drains flowing again in no time. High Five can take video of your main line and use the highest quality tools like digital augers and jetters to clear clogs so that you can get back to your day hassle-free. Mainline cleaning is dependent on your main access being cleared of furniture or appliances and is ultra affordable. Tell High Five you heard about it on Rush to Reason and you'll get $100 off the service. Get started today at klzradio.com/plumbing.
All right, Veteran Windows and Doors, 45% off that entry door, and they'll install it at their cost. Call Dave today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors believes you are smart to get multiple bids for your windows and doors before you sign any contract. Dave Bancroft, the owner of Veteran Windows and Doors, is confident he will surpass his peers in installation, customer service, and warranties, as well as the fairest prices. Dave hears people complain about the large window and door companies' empty promises with not servicing their needs and lack of knowledge about the products. Veteran Windows and Doors' commitment is to ensure that their customers know exactly what they are buying, from window rating and efficiency levels to real price comparisons, and they always respond to their customers within 24 hours. Wait to sign a contract until you get your final bid from Veteran Windows and Doors, and work with the company that values integrity and stands behind their work and product, guaranteed. Veteran Windows and Doors. Find them at klzradio.com/windows.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial. Talked to Al, by the way, earlier today. If you need help when it comes to your financial future, give him a call today. Find Al at klzradio.com.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you respond to rising inflation so your retirement plans aren't deflated. You're watching the cost of goods rise steadily and worried that your retirement won't be enough. Al Smith will be your strategic guide, helping you analyze past performance and interpret the market for your risk tolerance and expenses to foresee any potential areas to improve. And Al isn't all charts and graphs. He's a holistic planner, and he'll get to know you first to find out what your goals and unique circumstances are. After he understands what you want your retirement to look like, Al Smith will run a stress test on your portfolio against historic markets and strategically interpret how it'll react in given scenarios. Get started with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial and be certain your nest egg will grow and maintain your purchasing power in a down economy. Contact Al at Golden Eagle Financial for a free consultation today at klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. If you need air conditioning service or, by the way, a new furnace, they'll take care of you. They've got 24-month financing as well. They're a Rheem Pro partner. They're Rheem certified, but they'll work on all furnaces and AC units as well. Find them at klzradio.com.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
Listen online, klzradio.com. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, before I go to Joe, actually somebody is texting in about the whole chewing tobacco thing, and yes, I was correct. One of the hardest things out there in this particular case, one of the hardest things this individual did in quitting, and that was, by the way, on top of having to spend all sorts of money on gum grafting and other things that have come up in regards to dental care. So, yeah, guys, honestly, especially for kids, if you can avoid, well, you can avoid chewing tobacco, I would highly recommend that you do. Joe, go ahead.
John, first I want to preface this by saying I'm not recommending that anybody use nicotine products. However, if you're using them, and I've done a lot of research, let me tell you what I've settled on. Of all the options, I believe that a cigar is the least damaging to the body for a bunch of different reasons. Number one, most people think you inhale cigars. You don't. You don't ever inhale a cigar. The smoke never goes into your lungs. If you smoke a cigar properly, you'll take it into your mouth and then and exhale it through your nose, which means it's going up through your sinuses, and all of that nicotine is being absorbed by the mucus linings of the mouth and the sinuses. Two, because you don't smoke in the house because it stinks up the house. There's very rare occasions when you get to smoke a cigar. I would smoke mine on the golf course. I would smoke mine on the back deck on a nice day. I might smoke, if I was out on my tractor, either plowing snow or mowing a field, I might smoke one on the tractor. So because you're limited as to where and when you smoke a cigar, you know, maybe, John, I might do two cigars a week because the opportunities and the places you can smoke one is so rare. But you do get, I don't want to say it's a high, you just kind of get a nice little, by the way, and you actually get to enjoy the flavor after a while. You get a little buzz, you enjoy the flavor. So again, I'm not saying anybody should start smoking, but if you're using...
And my oral hygienist that'll be on in April will absolutely disagree with you. So yeah, start if you don't have to.
No, don't ever start if you don't have to. But John, I've been smoking the occasional cigar for 20 years, and I see my oral hygienist twice a year. And I've got perfect teeth, perfect gums.
Good, you know, keep it that way.
So again... It's
nothing, by the way, for all of you, and most of you understand this that are listening, know this, Joe, nothing more painful than having all of that work done like this other texter said.
No, absolutely. You know, chewing tobacco and the pouches that you put in your cheek.
Oh, they're awful.
You know, you talk about oral cancer.
They're so hard on you.
Yeah.
And Joe, as I've said many, many times, I am by no means, you know, preaching against anybody that does this, that uses any kind of a nicotine product, cigarettes, chewing tobacco. They all know they need to quit. I don't have to tell anyone that. I mean, it's one of those things that you never have to preach at them because they already know. It's just so addictive, it's hard to get rid of.
And that's the thing, John. Again, cigars are not addictive. It's like scotch. I might have two glasses of scotch a month. Am I addicted to alcohol? No. But do I enjoy a glass of scotch if I'm out to dinner, you know?
Right.
And the same thing with cigar. I might have I'll go 2 weeks sometimes without having a cigar because the opportunity hasn't presented itself. But when it does, it's a nice, enjoyable.
Nice. And I'm not an expert in this by any means for all of you listening. I'm not a tobacco, even though my ancestors, not that long ago, by the way, just a couple of generations, raised tobacco back in the Kansas City, Missouri area. It was a big deal for them, so it kind of come from that line. But, Joe, I don't know that much at all when it comes to tobacco. But what I also understand when it comes to cigars versus cigarettes is, as we've all learned over the years, the cigarette companies add all sorts of chemicals into that tobacco when it comes to cigarettes to make them more addictive, where that's not happening on cigars, right?
That's correct. They're okay. Just a natural leaf, and you can actually go. There's places like in some cities, particularly in Vegas, where they'll roll a cigar right in front of you. They just take the leaves. You know, there's different types of leaves. There's a binder.
Okay.
And it's just a natural. They'll take the leaf, they'll cut it, they'll strip it, and they'll roll it. A cigar is just natural.
And part of where I learned that was I had a great uncle that lived to be in his mid-90s that literally, Joe, smoked all of his life but rolled his own, no filters, but it was his own tobacco he grew.
Uh-huh.
Meaning it didn't have all of those other carcinogens that the tobacco companies add to cigarettes, correct?
Correct. Absolutely correct. So again, I'm not advocating anybody start, but if you're already hooked on some other form of tobacco, consider transitioning to the occasional cigar.
Gotcha.
And you can buy little short ones that you can smoke in 20 minutes. if I'm on a golf course, John, I'll get a cigar that lasts an hour. So you can buy them, you know, different strengths, different sizes, you know, different.
Something
you know,
I've never experienced in my life. So you're way ahead of me on that one, Joe.
Well, again, that's...
So I'm
that's
glad just, you called, because that's something I know I know nothing about at all, zilch.
Okay. Well, again, that's just my advice for anybody who's currently on tobacco and they want to switch. Consider switching to a cigar.
Now, I was going to talk about high blood pressure, so one thing, Joe, that does go into this as well, if you smoke and have high blood pressure, stop.
Yep, yep.
As one of the first things they'll tell you to do is, you know, if you have high blood pressure, stop smoking.
Absolutely. And by the way, John, my blood pressure, I donated blood... 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, I think it was 118 over 75.
No, you're fine. Good for you. Good job.
I'm an old guy. So
good for you. Good job, Joe. Appreciate that, because I know nothing about that. So thanks, Joe. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, John.
All right, man. Have a good one. Other things to reduce high blood pressure. I've got a few things here on my list, by the way. Miles, we'll go through a few of these. So one of those, of course, was tobacco smoking. Eat dark chocolate or cocoa, which we talk about periodically here, but I think sometimes people forget that they think, well, I can't have that because of the sugar. Well, small amounts of it, really, even on the, especially if you're getting natural dark chocolate, there won't be a lot of sugar in that. And you can mix that even in with coffee and things like that to where there won't be hardly any sugar in it at all. But that's another thing that you can do to lower blood pressure. Stress, of course, is a big one. That's probably one of the largest things when it comes to managing blood pressure that there is. Cut back on caffeine. That's kind of a... again, a known or a given, I guess you could say. This is one that most people don't think about. Eat more potassium-rich foods. That mineral helps your body get rid of sodium, and it eases pressure on your blood vessels. Now, keep in mind, and Joe's unique, because most of the time as people age, their blood pressure starts to inch up. I've seen mine come up, in the past 10-plus years or so from what it used to be. And again, some of that is just that aging process. Some of it is hereditary as well. The other one, of course, is drink less alcohol, cut down on the salt, the sodium intake, of course. Some of these are very well known. Walk, exercise regularly. Those things will help you when it comes to your blood pressure as well. And, of course, diet, which we talk about here a lot. Diet has a lot to do with it. If you're overweight, lose weight. I think I remember this correctly from when I lost all of my weight back in 2010. If I'm not mistaken... for every, I want to be careful in how I say this, and I want to make sure that I'm correct, and I've had very few people that have actually ever proven me right or wrong. So this is just from memory. If I'm not mistaken, for every five, I think it's every 5 pounds of fat, there's a mile of blood vessels. And I could be off on that. There might be more than that. But if my memory's right, for every 5 pounds of fat, there's over a mile of blood vessels that your heart is now having to pump through and do all of that. That's why they tell you, if you're trying to get your blood pressure down and be more healthy and so on, losing weight, getting down to that ideal weight helps a ton because there's less for your heart and your body to have to manage and take care of. Also, cut added sugar and refined carbs. Yes, that one we all know about. Again, one of those things that we talk about here on a routine basis. This one, eat berries. Berries are full of more than just juicy flavor. They're packed with polyphenols. Make sure I say that right. Natural plant compounds that are good for your heart. They reduce the risk of stroke, heart condition, diabetes, improve blood pressure, insulin resistance, and systemic inflammation. So, berries. And you can look those up for yourself. And then, of course, number 12 is try meditation or deep breathing. We've had a lot of people on even talking about brain health and the way you breathe and the different things that you do can aid in that as well. Eat calcium-rich foods. So people with low calcium intake often have high blood pressure. So there are calcium supplements, but you can also eat things that are high in calcium as well. Now, for each individual, that's something that you'll have to talk to your own doctor or your own weight management specialist, maybe was the best way for me to say that, and figure out what the best diet is for you. And then, of course, take natural supplements. We talked to Dr. Garko about this. He was on with us last week. Aged garlic, berberine, whey protein, fish oil, hibiscus. There's all sorts of things that are in natural supplements. And then, of course, lastly on my list is eat foods rich in magnesium. Magnesium deficiency is pretty rare. Many people don't get enough magnesium in their diet. It's rare, but some people don't get enough. Some studies have suggested that getting too little magnesium is linked with high blood pressure, but evidence from clinical studies has been less clear, although they tell you go ahead and eat magnesium-rich foods such as vegetables, legumes, chicken, beef, whole grains. That, by the way, ties into our next guest because there's some myths when it comes to certain things in your diet that our next guest is going to cover and give us some insight into, Dr. Georgia Eady. We'll be right back. Talk to her in a moment. K&R Home Transitions is next. Take the stress, as I mentioned a moment ago, when it comes to high blood pressure out of buying or selling a home. Call K&R today, and you can do that by going to klzradio.com.
Catherine and Robin with K&R Real Estate know how to save the day, maximizing your investment. Robin protects you financially with an unmatched level of financial experience, and she doesn't back down to anyone. That protects your money. And Catherine beautifully uses her ability to present your home the best way possible and uses her relational strengths to make sure you maximize the amount of money you can sell your home for. She does this while working closely with the seller's realtor, neighbors and contractors, and anyone else connected with the sale of your home. Both Kat and Robin are fighting for you, and that is so critical for the preservation of your largest financial investment and financial future. Robin doesn't often lose an argument for her client, and Catherine stands up for you in her own unique way. They work together to make you the most money on the sale of your home. Contact Catherine and Robin today at klzradio.com/home or call them at 720-437-8210.
All right, Premier Home Remodels. And if you've been thinking about a remodel project, have that done now. Talk to Premier. Call them at klzradio.com as we find their number. And if you've been putting off that dream kitchen, don't do it any longer. Again, Premier Home Remodels, klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a...
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers. In fact, my wife just asked me a moment ago, who is the manager at Ridgeline? We're going to send somebody up there to look at a car. And yes, Ridgeline Auto Brokers. Justin is the manager. Josh is the owner. They've got two locations now to service you, one in Boulder, one in Fort Collins. Find them both at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car. Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we're getting our next guest lined up. Charlie's doing that now. One last thing that I wanted to add into the last segment, which I didn't get a chance to, is Denver restaurants now can't list sugary drinks on children's menus after... Oh, and sorry, our guest is actually calling us. I apologize, Charlie. I don't... And I, you know what? I, I don't know that I have a backup number, so we'll wait and see if she calls. I can double check to see, Charlie, if I have a backup number for her. I do not know. Guys, I'm sorry. This is really hard for me to do at the same time. So I'm trying to read and talk both together. And Charlie, I don't think I have a second number for her. So let me go ahead really quick. And I know, guys, this is really hard for me to do. Sorry, I got to type and talk at the same time. So I just sent a text message or an email, Charlie, to the person that handles her to make sure that we don't have any wires crossed, and we'll see how this goes. In the meantime, I was going to mention this last hour as well, or last segment as well. Sugary drinks outlawed. Denver restaurants. Now, this is not Metro. Okay, this is the city of Denver, because there was a city council vote last night on Tuesday. So there's now an ordinance they've passed that bans Denver restaurants from offering sugar-based drinks on kids' menus. Now, do I think kids should drink sugary drinks? As a treat, occasionally, sure. I don't have any issues with that. Should it be done regularly? No. I mean, I think this goes into, you know, we should be looking out for what's best for our kids. And, by the way, sugary drinks can be not necessarily a Coke or a Pepsi or a Mountain Dew or whatever. It can be some of the other juices and things that are out there as well. I'm a parent. I know. I raise kids. You got to read labels and things when you're giving things to kids, because what you might think is really healthy, that apple juice, by the way, that you think you're giving them that's super healthy, frankly, may not be. It may be worse than giving them a Coke. I'm not exaggerating. You look at what's in some of those juices and start reading the label, and it may shock you what's actually inside of some of those drinks. Now, all that said, and you guys know me, I don't like things being mandated in a law being placed. This should be left up to parents to determine what their kids should and shouldn't drink, especially when they're going out to eat. This is, in my opinion, an overreach of government. Now, am I all for protecting kids? Yes. I also will say, unfortunately, there are a lot of parents out there that evidently didn't get the memo on how these sugary drinks affect their kids. Not only in the area of being overweight and obese, but just the unhealthy things it does to their bodies. I don't think people really understand how much sugar is actually in one of these sugary drinks. There's all sorts of videos out there where people can go look them up, and you can go take a 12-ounce, 16-ounce can of Coke, and they'll compare each type of drink and put an example of how much sugar. They'll pile it up in like a pyramid, if you would, in front of each sugary drink, and it will shock you how much sugar some of these drinks actually have. And in most cases, not all, but in most cases, that's refined sugar. So white sugar that's in those drinks, not even natural raw sugar like we've talked about here before, where we've even had some, nutritionists and doctors on that say, if you're going to have any, at least get the raw sugar. It doesn't have all the refinement in it. So the city council Tuesday, this is last night, moved to prohibit restaurants within city limits from including sugary drinks on children's menus, arguing it would help counter America's obesity epidemic. Again, Denver City Council, not your job. This is an overreach of government. Not your job to decide with parents and kids what they should and shouldn't drink. Now, should we educate and try to help as much as we can so that these folks understand what's going on? Yeah, but ultimately, that's up to them to decide. It's not up to you, the city council, to make that decision. This is an overreach of government. The measure defines default beverage in a children's meal to mean two things. Water, which may still be still or sparkling, with no added sugar, or dairy milk or non-dairy milk substitute with no added sugar. In pushing for the measure, District 10 Councilman Chris Hines pointed to the other cities in the Denver area as well as the country that have adopted similar measures. We have an obesity epidemic. We have a diabetes epidemic. So let's get our kids up. Let's set our kids up for success. Again, I can't argue with wanting to set up kids for success, but when it comes to their diet, this isn't the job of the city of Denver, or any other city for that matter. Sorry, folks, it just isn't. it's the responsibility of the parent to set their kids up for success and do what's best for them. But we don't need a nanny state. And yes, we have an obesity epidemic. I get that. We have an obesity epidemic among kids even. I get it, okay? And a lot of you around here don't even see it because Colorado happens to be one of the more healthy states in the union, if not one of the. We come in the top five most all the time. We're really spoiled, by the way. And I even forget that at times until I travel and you go to another part of the country and you look around and you think, holy cow, I didn't realize people were this overweight in other places. And I'm not saying that mean because I have a weight problem and I watch it constantly. So believe me, I understand how this works. But I will tell you that we're pretty sheltered from that in Colorado compared to other parts of the country. Did that trip recently to Atlanta, and that's, you know, south, of course. Oh, my word. I was not shocked, but almost in disbelief that there's this many people here that are overweight. And I'm like, literally, it was the opposite. Here, you see periodically somebody that's overweight, and we have a lot of healthy people running around. There, it's like the opposite. The ratio, literally, you just flip it. I'm not exaggerating. Whatever you see here going to any kind of sporting event, mall, whatever, just flip-flop what you see here, and that's what I noticed in the South. And again, not being judgmental, it just is what it is. And we know that we have an obesity problem in the country. Yes, diabetes is up. Yes, heart conditions and all these other things are up. Could we correct a lot of these things with our diet and our health? We absolutely can. Thank you, producer Ann. She just also said, yeah, don't forget orange juice for the most part is not healthy either. Yeah, if you got to really watch. That's another label you really have to watch. Now, if you're fresh squeezing it yourself and or you're watching somebody make it, okay, different situation. But what's coming out of typically a can, a jar, a bottle, again, read the ingredients and you would be surprised at what you think that healthy fruit drink actually is. Orange, grape, cranberry. On down the line, we go apple. You would be shocked at what's been added into it to actually make it, quote unquote, palatable to you or your kid. So, fair warning, just because it says healthy or you think it's healthy when it comes to what you give your kids, read the label, be careful, because it may not be as healthy as you think. All right, it looks like we're probably not going to have our doctor, but I'm going to talk about her book anyways, because there's a few things in here that she's got when it comes to myths that I'm going to go ahead and cover on my own. And she's got this book, again, Change Your Diet, Change Your Mind, A Powerful Plan to Improve Mood, Overcome Anxiety, and Protect Memory for a Lifetime. I'll go ahead and put that link and all the different things up so that producer Ann can put that up a little bit later. There are, in this case, I believe we have three different myths. And again, I am not a doctor or a nutritionist. Now, I play one here all the time just because we interview enough people, but I do feel like with Health and Wellness Wednesday and what we've done here for the past, you know, 6, 7, 8 years, I want to say, probably been almost 8 years now that we've done this on Wednesdays. Have I learned a lot from the experts that come and go? Absolutely. Is there a general theme among most of the doctors I have on? Yes. And that theme is, there isn't a single pill you can pop to change your diet around. There's not a single supplement you can take to change your diet. Are there aids in your diet when it comes to some of the things I just mentioned? Absolutely. But is there a one-size-fits-all cure, magic pill, magic potion that makes everybody healthy? No. The other thing I've learned is nothing is universal. No diet is universal. In fact, this is where the nutritionists really come into play, because they tailor things to you and your lifestyle and your body and your DNA. And by the way, what works for you may not work for your spouse or for your kids, for that matter. And your kids, by the way, depending upon their age, can do all sorts of different things that you can't do when you're in your 40s or 50s. And as we get older, even like myself getting close to 60, it even changes more so. So the things that we sort of even grow up thinking may not always be true. And on the same token, what the person you're working with does may not work for you. The diet that worked for your cohort may not work for you, and on down the line we go. So again, you have to be really careful with what you see and or hear. And it's why, really, a lot of the doctors I have on here are against fad diets, because most fad diets are just that. They're a fad. They're making somebody a lot of money that put that thing together. Somebody's making money off of it, some book, something. And this is where the nutritionist and or my next commercial, by the way, is Dr. Scott. Now, Dr. Scott also does some things health related, I should say, or fat related, overweight related. And he's got all sorts of different options along those lines. Probably the best way for me to say that. Now, is he also a one-size-fits-all when it comes to losing weight? No. He'll tell you, everybody's different. Everybody's DNA is different, and what's required for you to lose weight might be different than someone else, even someone else in your family. So give Dr. Scott a call today. He'd love to be your doctor. He'll help you even if it's in a matter of losing weight. You're healthy in all aspects, but you want to take 20 pounds off. Whatever the case, Dr. Scott is there to help you. 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big-picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, if you have a roof issue, we want to get that taken care of. You don't want leaks that can cause other damage. Call Dave Hart today, Roof Savers of Colorado, and get that taken care of. 303-710-6916.
Replacing a commercial or flat roof is costly, not to mention the complications that can come with following new energy and environmental codes. We here at Roof Savers Colorado want to simplify things for you. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
Whether you are in property management or own a commercial property, we are here to help you save money and keep an energy efficient and watertight roof.
Flat roof coatings increase the longevity of a roof while also providing UV reflectivity. And there is no need to worry about water accumulation on the roof. With a flat roof coating, water is able to sit on the roof without ever absorbing through it. This leaves the roof at an extremely low risk of experiencing leaks.
Roof Savers has your back. Don't let your commercial roof distract you from your bigger priorities. Let Roof Savers simplify your day-to-day responsibilities.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your flat roof.
All right, group insurance analyst e-gia.com, health, auto, home, business, specialty insurance, they do it all. Again, e-gia.com.
Finding insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of independent insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA, health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They've been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
All right, Michael Bailey Law. I saw Michael, by the way. We passed back and forth because his show is right before mine on Wednesdays, and we were just talking a moment ago about tragedies that happen that no one really expects. Deaths, things that occur within nanoseconds at times. And Michael shared a story with me that I will let him share with you at some point in the future. But things can happen in the blink of an eye, and we don't even think about it. So make sure that you have all of your planning done. Michael can do that for you. Michael Bailey Law, he's our mobile estate planner. Find him at klzradio.com.
Estate planner Michael Bailey is familiar with all the St. Patrick's Day traditions, but he wants to make sure you don't leave your estate plan to luck. If you don't have an estate plan on paper, filed with an estate planning attorney, the state of Colorado will distribute your assets how they see fit. That's not very lucky. And locating your relatives costs money. They won't do that for free. They'll use your estate to fund their impish little probate leprechaun search for your next of kin. That's not lucky either. Instead, Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, says you should make your own luck, and that means writing what your wishes are on a document in detail. This way you get to choose who gets what, and it's not left up to little green men on the hunt for a pot of gold. So do the right thing for your family and reach out to the mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey, by going to klzradio.com/estate today and start making your own luck.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, I'll go through a few of these myths that we were going to have with our special guest, which I've not heard back from. That's okay. We'll move right along. And again, some things happen. People get their calendars messed up. We had a situation yesterday where we had a guest that was supposed to be in 1 hour but called back, you know, an hour later, and things happen. And a lot of it, folks, is, and this is some of you are not going to understand because I, at times, can't wrap my head around it either, but the mountain time zone messes a lot of people up. Because most people don't realize it's here. You'd be shocked at how many people, especially on the East Coast, don't realize that there's actually a mountain time zone and or how it works. And I know, for us, it's very simple. We're 2 hours from the East Coast, we're an hour from Central, and we're an hour from the West Coast. But you'd be surprised, and Charlie will agree with me on this, how many people have no idea that the mountain time zone is here and where it is and so on. So, regardless, in this book, Change Your Diet, Change Your Mind, myth number one, which I really wanted to interview this individual, this doctor, because you see all sorts of things, especially from the left, that eating meat is dangerous and is more likely to cause cancer. She says, no, a little known fact is that meat contains many vitamins and minerals, even some that plant foods do not contain at all. In other words, do we need meat? Yes, we do. In fact, there are studies out there that will tell you that a hardcore vegan diet over time is unhealthy. Sorry, vegans. It's not healthy. We are carnivores for a reason. And by the way, there's a lot of folks even in the Christian end of things, the Christian world. I've seen some of the videos and stuff where some of these wackadoodles get out there and tell you that, oh no, God made us to where we would eat only vegetables, and it was because of the sin nature that we now have to eat red meat and meat in general and blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, you are an absolute nut job. But yet people are buying your book and your crap and your Vegematic and whatever else you're selling. And at the end of the day, you're a charlatan. You're just selling crap. But people buy it. And I don't know who this individual is. I've seen him many times on YouTube and other places, and I should start calling these people out because it's garbage. No, God did not intend us to eat vegetables only. Now, what was it like before the fall? Can't answer that. Wasn't there. Don't know. I can tell you what it's been like since. And yes, eating meat is fine and it's not a bad thing. Now, should everything be done in moderation? Yes. Absolutely. They'll even tell you, should you eat red meat every day? No. 2 or 3 times a week is probably the max. Most dietitians will tell you that. Why? Because we have a harder time digesting, and there's things in red meat that are not necessarily as easy on us, and we need a well-balanced diet. Certain fish. Now, some fish, Udo will tell you, Udo Erasmus, who we have on all the time, not to eat any kind of fish unless it's, you know, some sort of natural fish. But his claim, you know, his feeling is the oceans are a cesspool and don't eat any fish. I'm not going to go that far. you want to have a piece of salmon or have, you know, not farm-raised fish, by the way, that one I'm against. Yeah, I've done enough studying on farm-raised fish where, yeah, I won't eat that crap. Anything outside of that, I'm good with. Vegan diets are healthier than other diets. This is her myth number two, and I kind of went into that a moment ago. There currently is no scientific evidence that simply removing animal food from the human diet brings any health benefits whatsoever. Thank you. In fact, I'll go as far as saying, I didn't write the book, I'll go as far as to say it's the opposite. I've done enough studying on this that really a vegan diet, if you take it to the extreme, it's not good for you. Not the way we were meant to be. Myth number three. Your diet should be filled with grains, beans, nuts, and seeds. No, she says. The seed foods contain toxins and anti-nutrients that pose risks to human health. So again, that one, I wanted to talk to her about more and kind of get the lowdown on that, because there are some nuts and seeds and so on that are not bad for us. Now, again, should it be done in moderation? Yes. Should we just have a diet of nuts? No. Should we just have a diet that's vegan? No. Should we just eat red meat? No. Again, you have to have a well-balanced diet. So, should we also... Now, she does say that fruits and vegetables most likely to jeopardize mental health are tomatoes, eggplants, peppers, and several others. So that's something else that, again, I'll have to get the book and read through this to see exactly what she says. And again, I really wanted to interview her to find out exactly how this all works, because she is highly engaged and she has been acclaimed for her research when it comes to protecting, energizing your brain, staving off dementia, Alzheimer's, and so on. So I really wanted to talk to her along those lines, because as all of us age, that's one of those risks that's out there that, yeah, personally, because there's a history of it in my family, I want to do everything I possibly can to stave those things off. What are those foods that would help? So I'll do my best to get her back on, find out exactly where our mix-up was, and I wouldn't be shocked if she doesn't call in about a half an hour, because, again, these people get their time zones off. And even though, to my defense, I always put MT, Mountain Time, and I can't help that people don't know what Mountain Time is. Now, should I do... The problem is I don't always know what side of the coast they're coming from. I guess I could say, you know, 3:30 Mountain Time, which is 5:30 Eastern Time. I figure most people can look at a time zone map and figure that out for themselves, but I sometimes assume way too much, and you know what happens when you assume things. So what I'm not assuming is solar works for everyone, because no, it doesn't. Some people solar works really well for, in other cases solar may not work well for. The thing is, you can't just talk to a kiosk guy at Sam's Club or Costco on your way out and have them tell you whether it's going to work for you or not. No, you need Level Engineering Alan Davis to come out, pay a visit, find out exactly for you, your home, your abilities to, you know, catch the ray off of your roof. Do you have any shading? All of those different things. What direction does your house face and your roof face and so on? There's a lot of factors that go into it, and Alan can help you with all of that. Find Alan today at klzradio.com.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels around 5% and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, that's it for this hour. Tonight, National Crawford Roundtable, by the way, plays between 6 and 7. It was a good roundtable today. Not that they aren't all, but it was a good roundtable. We talked about Easter, talked about the eclipse, had a great time. So if you get a chance to listen to that between 6 and 7, please do so. Otherwise, if you want to replay this first hour, you can do that from the website, rushtoreason.com. You can send this on to somebody else as well. And all of our past health and wellness and every other hour we've ever done, producer Ann does a great job of segmenting things out. And you can see all of those on our website at rushtoreason.com. Richard Battle joining us next. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.
KLZ AM HD Denver, AM and FM, AM 560 and 100.7 FM.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News. The National Transportation Safety Board has taken charge of the investigation into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore.